Good morning. Our reading for today comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." For the word of love in Scripture, for the word of love within us, for the word of love among us, thanks be to God. Listen. Anyone with ears, everyone else may be excused. Jesus must have talked an awful lot about listening. It turns up in all four gospel accounts in a whole variety of ways. And most often for Jesus, listening is not really about taking something in through the ears. It's more about receiving through the heart. That organ of perception where love abides and guides us. A kind of listening that requires an attitude of open-hearted receptivity and a willingness to be transformed. Like a seed that drifts onto soil it didn't choose, like soil that receives a seed it could not anticipate, like a sower that spreads seeds with abandon, like a life that blossoms beyond imagining. If Jesus in his world was frustrated by resistance to authentic, open-hearted listening, imagine how he would respond to ours. Everything around us is designed to ensure that we remain distracted and shallowly engaged in life. Addiction to our screens is literally rewiring our brains so that deep engagement of any kind becomes physiologically and emotionally more difficult. And so much of what we do take in through our screens is designed to shut down our hearts by sowing seeds of envy, fear, and anxiety. The good news is that listening is something that we can choose, practice, and cultivate, anyone with ears anyway. And in this school of love and house of prayer, which we could also say is a house of love and school of prayer, we can practice together. In every gathering, group, committee, and meeting, we can choose to practice intentional, prayerful, open-hearted listening to one another and to the Spirit. We can choose to make plenty of space for every voice at every table to be heard. And then we can take that intention with us into every other aspect of our lives. Just being here together on Sunday morning is a formative spiritual practice grounded in listening. We can, if we choose, show up, put down the screens for an hour or so, switch off the fear, and listen together to the deep wisdom of the Spirit. We can be present to the transformative power of beauty in music and in art, and we can connect with others seeking to connect more deeply with life. It's weird. It's countercultural, and it can, if you let it, change your whole way of approaching life. And remember, this is not just about you. Transformed people transform people. Deep listening is also a pretty great way to describe what prayer is really all about. Not so much words or requests, although those have their place. Prayer, at the most fundamental level, is about finding ways to become still, more grounded, more present, in order to be more open to what the Spirit is sowing in us and among us. As the Apostle Paul puts it in the book of Romans, no one really knows how to pray, but it's okay, because the Spirit prays in us in sighs too deep for words. Finding ways that help you listen to those sighs is a crucial aspect of a fuller, deeper, more grounded life of peace, wholeness, and joy. In our Sunday seminars this summer, we're exploring that together in our series, Practicing Presence, Meditation, Mindfulness, and Prayer. It started today at 9:30, 6 weeks, each one stands alone. Everyone is welcome. Please come when you can. Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury and one of the deepest listening Christian theologians alive today, writes this. Contemplation, which is another word for the kind of deep listening that I'm talking about here, contemplation is very far from being just one kind of thing that Christians do. It is the key to prayer, liturgy, art, and ethics. The key to the essence of a renewed humanity that is capable of seeing the world and other subjects in the world with freedom. Freedom from self-oriented acquisitive habits and the distorted understanding that come from them. To put it boldly, contemplation is the only ultimate answer to the unreal and insane world that our financial systems and our advertising culture and our chaotic and unexamined emotions encourage us to inhabit. To learn contemplative prayer is to learn what we need so as to live truthfully, honestly, and lovingly. It is a deeply revolutionary matter. Parables, by the way, are a revolutionary form of teaching used often by Jesus as vehicles for deep listening and transformation. They are not intended to provide information or moral instruction. They're not fables with some fixed conclusion. Parables are, in a sense, an invitation to prayer. The whole point of a parable is to upend our assumptions about the world, ourselves, and God, and in so doing, open us to fresh new ways of seeing. One time-honored and fruitful way to engage a parable is simply to seek prayerfully to locate oneself within it. So in our story today, for example, there are at least three characters: the sower, the seed, and the soil, four different kinds, in fact. Which one is the Spirit inviting you to connect and converse with today? As I pondered sowers and seeds and soil this past week, I kept thinking about our SPC trees, which are themselves the fruit of deep listening. They were created through a process of prayerful, open-hearted engagement, sharing stories, and then allowing them to become part of this larger whole. Taken together, our individual experiences, the leaves on the trees, become the basis for naming and claiming our core communal commitments: radical hospitality, holistic spirituality, and engaged compassion. These in turn grow from deep roots, our core beliefs that love is at the heart of everything, that everyone and everything belongs, and that we are called to find ways to embrace and love it all. And of course, the leaves here are just representative. Each of us could add countless more unique personal stories of grace, love, and life. So the canopies of these trees are marvelously vibrant, colorful, and alive. And that implies, among many other things, fruitfulness. Fruit creates seeds. Seeds get sown and blossom into more beautiful trees, more life, more fruit, more seeds, and so it goes. The biblical metaphor for this endless generativity is the kingdom of God, sometimes kingdom of heaven, or as we like to say here, reign of love. That here and now fullness of life and love in our midst that is endlessly, ridiculously creative, fruitful, and overflowing with new life. Fountain of goodness, as Calvin liked to say. Or as Jerry May puts it, love creates and it keeps on creating, and everything it creates also creates. Last week was More Light Sunday, when we paused to reflect on and celebrate SPC's decades-long journey toward more light and our ever-deepening commitment to love and include all people, including all parts of the LGBTQ plus community. Years of study, exploration, prayer, and countless conversations with historians, scientists, theologians, biblical scholars, and one another. Love Fest, Peace Fest, rainbow scarves, and a string of the most fabulous wedding celebrations ever. Leaves, fruit, seeds, and unimaginable new possibilities emerging from it all. Last week, we added another little leaf on our trees in a forum entitled Trans 101. This was an initial effort to explore how we can better welcome and include people who are transgender, some of the most targeted, oppressed, and wounded people in our nation today. About 40 of you showed up, a fabulous turnout on a sleepy summer Sunday, and many new seeds, I'm quite sure, got planted among us. It was also, as some of you know, a miraculous moment of human blossoming. When I first met our speaker several years ago now, she was a lonely, unhappy college student, just looking for some way to connect. A virtual friendship began, made possible by our welcoming website and our college outreach, two more leaves for the trees. And that then grew into companionship on a surprising, sometimes harrowing, and ultimately astonishingly beautiful journey of transformation. Last week, we heard a confident and charismatic young man share his story and himself with generosity, compassion, wisdom, and grace. You welcomed him, and he was deeply touched by that willingness to receive him. He wrote me a long note of gratitude, including these words: "It restores my faith in humanity. It restores my faith in humanity that there are still people in this world who are willing to learn and step outside their box a bit to try and look at things from another person's perspective." Talk about the healing power of listening. I'm pretty sure we have helped encourage his newfound passion for advocacy, for sharing his story, and for spreading more seeds of compassion. So many seeds. The Spirit is wildly and endlessly creative. I know that I will never be quite the same, having witnessed an actual rebirth. And I will surely never hear that biblical invitation to become a new creation in Christ in quite the same way ever again. Seeds, sowers, soil. And I think we probably have to add one more character here, because ultimately the reign of love is also about the harvest, that harvest of the Spirit, 30, 60, a hundredfold according to the extravagant Jesus, which, by the way, his agrarian audience would have instantly recognized as completely ridiculous. And in all of that is an invitation to ponder, to trust, to explore the impossible possibilities and abundant life unleashed when we dare to pause, listen, and love. Amen.